Hello, folks. After quite a bit of discussion and dissertation and argument and everything else, I finally got your two sons to sit down here and make a tape for you. And Dean is here, and we really had a great time. And I'm going to move him over here next to Wayne, and you can hear him together. And oh, lots of luck. I'm talking. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna move Dean over here.
I'm about here.
Okay. Just a second.
Sure.
He is.
Okay. I'm on. Hi, folks. This is Dean, in case you couldn't tell. And I'm a long ways from home over here in foggy, rainy, damp, humid. Nice, actually, in some ways. Okinawa. And this is kind of a strange way to come home from Tehran. At least my squadron thinks so. But I decided to try something a little different this time. I think I told you in a letter there about a month ago that I was planning on taking another high flight. I don't remember now, but I'm pretty sure I did. Anyway, I took another bird over to Iran, such as I did a year ago, and the same route up through the cold country. In fact, this time in Greenland, it was 25 below. That's a little bit of a switch from here, where it's quite warm. And we had a nice trip, and it took us about 2.5 weeks to deliver the airplanes. And I got over to Tehran, and then I took a Pan Am flight into Bangkok. And I stayed in Bangkok for a couple of days and ran around the town, did a little touristing and seeing the sights. And then I went, took a bus down to a SAC base called Utapal, which I don't know if that's on your big super map or not, but I don't think it is. They've got a big map of Vietnam, but I don't think it's on it because it's fairly new. But anyway, I'm sure Dad will want to know where it is. So we've got this. Utapal is right around the Gulf of Siam. If you look on the map where Bangkok is, if you follow the bay around by going, let's see, east, but going west, but going west, and then south down the coast there a little ways, you'll see a little finger of land sticking out there, and that's where Utapal is. And it's a big SAC base, and I knew they had 135s that go to Okinawa, and I didn't realize they had them every day. It turned out they did, so it was no problem for me to get up here at all. I went down there and got on this KC-135 tanker, and it went to Guam, which is kind of a roundabout way of getting here. It's out in the middle of the Pacific. And then back up here, and it was a total of about 9 hours flying time, and I got in here in the middle of the afternoon. And Wayne was down south, as always. So Mary came and picked me up, and Wayne got in that evening. And I also called Patty and Lace, and we got hold of them. They're staying at Kadena, of course. And that evening, while we went out and had a big celebration on the town, went up to a place called the Top of the Rock, a real nice officers club. It overlooks quite a bit of the island. You have a real nice view of all the lights and the bay, and it's really quite pretty there. And we chowed down, and we all had a big Chateaubriand for three, which was first class living. What? Oh, yeah, and Wayne, he came in. He got in that. We were already up at the club. The rest of us, some of Wayne's friends and Mary and I, and so he joined us up there, and he didn't know I was home yet, so he was pretty surprised when he came in the club there, and Mary already had a date for the evening, and so we just told him to go on home, but he insisted on staying. So then, let's see, what did we do the next day? That was today, wasn't it?
That was Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. Yeah, next day was Easter Sunday. And so we went over to Patty and Lace's. We played the Messiah. We wanted to make sure that you knew that we observed the ritual. And we thought about you down in Lanesburg. We figured you were probably down. I thought you said you were going down anyway. And then we went over to Patty and Lace's. And I'm probably peeking it out.
No.
Like, how do you know if it's peeking out?
You don't.
Oh. Gee.
You can't adjust the volume.
Gee. Anyway, we went over to Patty and Lace's and we had a big chicken and rice dinner, which was real good. The same stuff that Jill makes. They both learned it from their mom, I think. And we had a real good time. And today, Wayne had a bunch of errands to run down in Naha, and so I went down with him, and we run around, did a lot of errands, and both went in and got a real nice haircut. They give great haircuts over here. They have little Okinawan girls, and they're very strong. They give you a real good massage. They rub your shoulders and they rub your scalp. They got a big shampoo and everything. It was really neato. And and that was real nice. And then we met Mary at the club for lunch, and we had a real nice lunch. And this afternoon, we we went over and did a little BXing and did a little shopping and stuff. And I kind of went out of my gourd, and I found this real pretty. Actually, I found it. Mary bought it. No, I bought it. Mary gave me a little corsi in there, but actually it is. It's beautiful. I had gotten this brass tray in Tehran, so I got this big serving, kind of a punch bowl with some wine glass slice, ice cream goblets, whatever you call them, and it all goes real nice. It's real pretty. It's brass with silver lining. And I got Joe a jewelry box and a few little trinkets for the kids. I got Bradley a little miniature set of golf clubs, Dad. It's got a driver and a mid-iron and a short-iron. And they've got two little rubber golf balls to go with it, and I think it's really cute. He's got his own little golf bag and everything, so now Brad's ready to go play golf. And this evening, why, Patty and Lace and joined us, and also an old classmate of ours, Jim Weaver, who came into John Weaver. Jim Weaver. John Weaver. Came into, he's a B-52 driver, and I had seen him down at Utapau, and he said he was coming up here, so he joined us tonight, too, you know, small Air Force as it is. And we all went out to a place called Caesar's Palace and had a Kobe steak dinner, and it's called, the Genghis Khan style? Or Genghis?
Yeah.
It's a Genghis Khan style dinner. And this is rather unique to this part of the world. And what you do, you all kind of sit around in a semicircle around this grill, actually. The table is actually a grill. It's not really a grill. It's a griddle? See, that tape's almost gone. My side's almost gone. I got to hurry. Anyway, and he fixes all this stuff right in front of you, and we all sit around there and talk and drink and everything, and then he's fixing all this stuff right in front of our eyes. And Kobe steaks are those real, real good steaks where they milk feed the cows and give them rub downs and everything. The meat's the most tender you've ever eaten. Just delicious. So we had a great meal there, and then we went back to the club and watched them do a little go-go dancing, and that's about it for tonight. Wayne's taking off about 3 in the morning to go down south again, so it's been kind of a short visit for us, but Mary and I intend to see some more of the island and get in maybe a little golf or something. And so tape's about gone. We'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.